You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I keep seeing celebrities post, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly, you don't see it until suddenly you do. Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there. It's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Put on the red light. Those days are over. You don't have to sell your body to the night.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Pretty sunny day out there. Supposed to have some weather tomorrow. Because we always have weather, but to have some bad weather. And it's my next game with my Bud Light team, and it might be rained out again.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So do they reschedule those?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would think so. It's pretty like, as you can tell from looking at the schedule, it's pretty like for real. They take it pretty seriously.
Yeah.
So I would like you have to make 8 appearances to play in the playoffs so that they don't just grab ringers, you know, and have them come in.
Okay.
So, and I think I need that rain out in every game to make my 8 games. Not that it's going to be the end of the world if I can't make the playoffs, but, you know, so we'll see. So on Mondays, we typically do the Sweet 16 with Skip Weber. He sponsors it. Skip couldn't be with us today. He should be back on Wednesday or Thursday, but we thought we'd go ahead and do the Sweet 16. It's a little game I made up. It's basically where it's based on the Sweet 16 in basketball, where we take 16 somethings. It can be any category, and we vote on them and get them down to the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and then according to us, the best or the funniest or the grossest or the whatever it happens to be. Today's category is fictional losers. So it can be a lovable loser, it can be a jerk loser, just anyone who's a little bit of a loser from movies or television or literature.
And Weber's World is brought to you by Weber Chevrolet, WeberChevrolet.com.
Rach, want to start it off?
Oh, I would love to. I never get to start off the Sweet 16. This is so exciting. I'm going to start with my favorite fictional loser from The Simpsons. His name is Milhouse.
Oh, love it.
Perfect.
There's a bunch of them from The Simpsons.
There's a bunch of them, but Milhouse, I think, reigns supreme.
Yeah. I love him.
He's the best.
I thought you were going to say Dewey Finn.
He's on my list. He's on my list.
That'll be my proposal, Andrew.
Well, then I won't say him then. How about Elmer Fudd?
Oh. He was always losing to the Wabbit.
He's a loser. He's never beaten that wascally Wabbit one time.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you like the plot of an episode of Bugs Bunny.
Well,
it's all the same.
There's not really like There's not like a tightly scripted plot to it. It's just like he goes somewhere and some hijinks happen. And that's like, it's
duck
more
season, wabbit season.
Yeah, it's more about like story. Bright colors, exactly. Yeah.
And they're like, "Get out of here, you loser!
You loser! You never do anything right."
Back
that's
to
why Rafe. We hate you.
How about Carrie?
Yep, got her.
See, I thought that was a little mean. I started to have that one on mine, and I was like,
"Well, she made a comeback."
Yeah, she showed them. She had the final laugh, really.
I just feel like when we call Carrie a loser, we're part of the problem, not the solution in the whole Carrie thing.
Well, you call Milhouse a loser. I mean, you're calling anybody a loser.
Well, Milhouse hasn't killed a bunch of people yet.
That we know of.
That we know of.
How about Anthony Perkins from Psycho?
Okay.
Yeah.
Living with his mom.
Yeah.
Attracted to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's more the loser part than the living.
It is kind of loser behavior.
Living with his mom. Attracted to her is
she'd be dead too, so.
Yeah, like
that's true,
maybe beyond loser behavior at that point.
Your turn.
How about Mr. Napoleon Dynamite? Now,
oh, he was on mine too.
We could pick any number.
Mm-hmm.
So who do we think is the biggest loser amongst them? Do we think it is do we think it's Napoleon? Do we think it is Uncle Rico?
Never thought about how they're all basically losers.
They're all losers. Which one is the biggest loser? What's his brother's name? Is it Kirk?
Kip.
Which
Kip.
One do we think is the biggest loser? Now, Kip gets a girlfriend, so it's probably not Kip.
I wouldn't get too cute with it. I think Napoleon's probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it my turn again?
Yes.
How about the dude?
Damn,
dude,
you're taking all of mine.
Oh, sorry.
This could be an Elite Eight. Because I'm going to be at Tab City pretty quick.
I have a ton. I see kindred spirits in them.
How about the Joker?
Yeah.
In whichever
loser.
Iteration you want.
Mm-hmm. Dork.
We just bully all
Andrew's really feeling bad about, I mean, we're naming losers and you're like, I don't know.
Well, a lot of these losers are like, and then because they were bullied, they went on a killing spree. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be part of the problem here is all I'm saying.
Back to you.
How about Shaun of the Dead? The titular Shaun.
Yeah.
Yeah, his whole thing
one
was
of my
that
favorite
he was
movies.
A big-time loser. Big-time loser type guy.
Okay, this is my last pick, but I'll try to think of more. Travis Bickle, taxi driver.
Mm-hmm. How many we have?
We need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, we probably get that.
Okay. Yeah, I got like 10 more.
Let's hear them.
Well, since we're going with, since we seem to be stuck on losers who also killed a bunch of people, I've got Gomer Pyle.
He killed a bunch of people?
In Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, I thought you meant Gomer Pyle.
No, not
like
that,
the actual
other.
Gomer Pyle.
No,
he was in the Marine Corps, but.
Man, my grandpa loved that show.
Yeah.
And we would watch it all the time. And I always just felt bad because I'm like.
Sergeant Carter was mean.
Yes. It was awful.
Mm-hmm. That seemed to be a real theme of shows when I was a kid. There was always someone that was super, super mean. People thought that was hilarious back then.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because they'd been through World War II and maybe they had actual commanding officers like that. But everyone had a dad that was a jerk and everyone had a boss that was a jerk and
mm-hmm.
always a loser.
Height of comedy.
Mm-hmm. Is it my turn?
Sure.
McLovin?
Good one.
Yeah, I had that one for sure. That's one of those movies where you can kind of just pick like any of those
again.
Any of those characters, but McLovin is definitely the standout. A pair, because they always got to go in pair. They always are a team. Harry and Lloyd, Dumb and Dumber.
Fair enough. Keep going.
Milton from Office Space, of course.
Yeah, great.
Mr. Waddams himself.
Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need one more.
Let's see. I had Neville. From Harry Potter, Neville Longbottom.
I had Barney from Andy and Barney.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah. That's
he's
one.
Going up against the Joker. Here's
very
the
similar characterizations, if you think about it.
Okay. List of losers. Milhouse.
This is like our burn book. Like, here's everyone in school that we think is a loser.
Here are the sad people.
Those nasty uggos.
Milhouse versus Shaun from Shaun of the Dead.
Milhouse.
It's got to be Milhouse. Now.
Yeah, it is. Dewey Finn versus Travis Bickle. Ooh, boy, that got serious.
I'll go Dewey.
Yeah, I like Dewey too.
Elmer Fudd versus Gomer Pyle from Full Metal Jacket.
I'll go Elmer.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it light.
Yeah.
Carrie versus McLovin.
Well, if we're keeping it light, I will go with McLovin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going Carrie on that one.
Ooh, Andrew gets to decide.
Ooh. I almost want to give it to Roger. Just because I want to see what he thinks about this list.
Oh, he doesn't know who McLovin is.
Yeah, let's go McLovin.
Okay. Psycho versus Harry and Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
I like Psycho.
Dumb and Dumber. Napoleon Dynamite versus Milton from Office House, Office Space.
Nappy D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a better loser.
The Dude versus Wile E. Coyote.
The Dude.
Wile E. Coyote.
Dude. The Joker versus Barney Fife.
Barney Fife.
A fight for the ages raging across Gotham.
What if Barney Fife had to arrest Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker?
That's a pretty... I like it.
See, this is why it's good that AI is going to take over, is because we'll be able to just feed these prompts and have a full-length feature film about just that.
It's pretty good.
I want this movie so bad.
Milhouse, into the Elite Eight now of losers. Milhouse versus Dewey Finn from School of Rock.
Milhouse.
It's got to be Milhouse.
Yeah. Elmer Fudd versus McLovin.
McLovin.
I will say Fudd.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Going with Fudd.
I'm going to... Yeah, I'll go Fudd.
He's so iconic. That's a pathetic loser.
Harry and Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber versus Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon.
Yeah, I think Napoleon.
I think so, too. The Dude versus Barney Fife. Mm-hmm.
Barney.
I like Barney.
There is your finals. Boy, it's so much faster without Skip.
I know.
And Wheeler.
And Wheeler, who has to take time when it comes to be his turn to think of one on the spot.
Because he doesn't do any show prep.
Because he does no preparations for it.
Final four of losers. Milhouse from The Simpsons versus Elmer Fudd.
Milhouse.
I mean, I have to vote for Milhouse.
Napoleon Dynamite versus Barney Fife.
I like Barney.
I'll go Napoleon.
Ooh,
hasn't been many ties today.
There can't be a tie.
Well, it's currently tied. Two Dave. 1-1.
Let's go Barney.
All right.
So lovable losers. So Milhouse versus Barney.
Milhouse.
Yeah. I got to go with Thrill House.
Fine with it, too. Unanimous.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to say anything because we made this whole list, but as soon as Rachel said Milhouse, I was like, I can't believe it's Milhouse.
Got the winner right here. The first round draft.
Breath you take.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I keep seeing celebrities' posts, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly. You don't see it until suddenly you do.
Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there. It's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Wheeler will be back on Wednesday. Any highlights for tomorrow?
Donna Behringer, City Comptroller, is going to be here in studio at 3 o'clock. We got the think tank like we do every Tuesday. Ricky Horton, of course, is going to join us.
Cool.
Friend Trisha's going to sit in and hang out with us for a while.
Nice.
Help fill the gap a little bit.
Rach, what's the pop culture celebrity news?
Oh, let me get that pulled up for you, Dave. We have some great stories for you in the celebrity gossip realm, but we're going to start with one that's actually connected to KMOX. So Sean Astin has announced that he is going to run for the SAG-AFTRA president.
Mm.
He could be the new president of the union that you and I are in.
Mm-hmm.
If he wins. Now, currently the president is Fran Drescher. She could not be reached for comment on whether or not she plans to seek another term. So we could see a nasty election cycle the nanny and Sam from Lord of the Rings.
Nice.
I personally look forward to this very, very much. Here's another somewhat local celebrity gossip story. John Goodman, good old Afton boy, has revealed his relationship with Roseanne Barr. He said it was ruined after her tweet about 7 years ago that was really inappropriate, got her fired from Roseanne after it was renewed for season 11. He said, I'd rather doubt if she wants to talk to me and says they haven't talked for about 7 or 8 years.
Wow.
So she sent out that tweet, got fired, and lost a very longtime friend. I mean, that's sad to hear.
Yeah,
for sure. Jennifer Aniston has a rumored new boyfriend. His name is Jim Curtis, and he's a hypnotist.
Hmm.
They were just spotted on vacation together, and he was massaging her.
Why don't I like her?
Shoulders. Why don't you like her?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is it about
her? She just seems dislikable. She seems like she wouldn't be a nice person.
Hmm. I think she'd be nice. I think she's perfect in a way that a lot of people can't be. As far as just the age she's reached, how incredible she looks, she still looks like she could be in her 30s. And that might give a kind of an unattainable thing to her. But I think she'd be perfectly nice if you met her in person. I could just be projecting because I've always liked her, though.
Yeah.
She also may or may not be being mind controlled.
Yeah. She's been hypnotized by her new boyfriend. Mm,
who can say?
Jason Momoa was on the scene at a horrific Milwaukee car accident. I don't know what he was doing in Milwaukee, but this happened on Friday night. There's a video of him surveying the location of this incident, which shows a banged up minivan smoking as people attempt to prevent it from bursting into flames. Police officers are taking care of the driver of this van, giving him chest compressions as he's lying there on the ground. Jason looks like he wants to help, but there's really nothing he can do. You can just stand around and be Jason Momoa.
Not quite Aquaman.
Not quite.
I will stand here and look around for a while.
I mean, on a certain level, it must suck to be that famous because it's now it's not even about the car wreck anymore. It's about how you're acting as you observe the car accident. And that's a lot of pressure to put on someone.
I was just watching Zack Snyder's Justice League this weekend. That's basically what he did in that movie, too.
Yeah. He just stands around and observes. I mean, he's Aquaman. What can he do?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't either.
Did you guys see that the Backstreet Boys played the Sphere in Las Vegas this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And afterwards, they made a surprise appearance at a Vegas hotspot. That would be pretty cool. Like, if you had traveled to Vegas to see the Backstreet Boys, then you go out to a club afterwards and they just show up. I mean, if you're like a 40-year-old lady, that's going to make
your
life. Which
one's the Backstreets?
That is...
Nick Carter.
Yeah, Nick Carter.
Joey Fatone.
No, Joey Fatone is NSYNC.
Never mind.
Nick Carter is really the only famous one that I can think of. I think there's one named like AJ or something. I don't know. AJ McLean is his name.
Have you guys ever seen...
I wasn't a Backstreet Boys girl.
A member of a band when you, like, after their concert or when you were going to their concert, like out and about?
No, I saw Dave Matthews before his concert.
What was he doing?
He
was sitting at the bar, right?
He was sitting at the bar at the Four Seasons, and Nick and I have this thing where we're like, hey, look, it's Don Knotts and Bob Newhart all smashed together. And like, oh, yeah. And I said to the bartender, hey, look, it's Fat Dave Matthews, because he was kind of chubby. Mm-hmm. And he goes, no, that's just Dave Matthews.
Matthews is a little chubby.
Yeah.
I saw a drummer for a band I really like, who I didn't know was in town. I just recognized him. And he was at the back of a restaurant that I was eating at with my family. This is a couple of years ago. And I decided that I was going to go, or as he was walking by, I was like, I'm not going to approach him, but as he's walking by, I'll say something. Because he had to walk right by me. And as he was walking by, I was like, hey, man, have a good show tonight. And he goes, oh, thanks, man. You going? And I was like, oh, no. So then he was like,
not that big a fan.
He goes, okay. And then he left. And I was like,
what band was it?
A band called Senses Fail that I've liked for many, many years. And yeah, he was like, you going? And I was like, oh, no. No, I got other stuff.
This is kind of the event tonight is this dinner.
Exactly. I was like, this is kind of my whole day is wrapped up in this.
Let's do some royal news real quick before we have to go to break. Buckingham Palace has announced the dates of Donald Trump's state visit to the UK, and it's happening soon. He will pay a state visit from September 17th until September 19th. His Majesty the King will host the President and Mrs. Trump at Windsor Castle.
Should be a cluster.
Yeah, yes, probably. And finally, Prince Harry and King Charles's aides have reportedly met for rumored peace talks for the first time since the beginning of the royal rift.
This makes me not like him. I mean, Wheeler is a royal hater.
I'm
just sort of like a royal eye roller, but it's your son. It's your dad. Just get in a room and work it out, or don't. But having aides meeting ahead of time is just embarrassing for everybody.
Very much. Did we talk about how he and Meghan had a career breakup?
No.
Or whatever. They said they had a career breakup, which I guess just means they're not like actively working together anymore.
Oh, because of all Harry the great things that they'd been doing?
Yeah, so they're dissolving their brilliant creative partnership.
That's sad.
And just being a regular married couple.
That is a real loss.
I keep seeing celebrities posts, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly. You don't see it until suddenly you do. Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there. It's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!